弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
相信大家这个周末跟家人和朋友在一起，都度过了一个愉快的感恩节的假期。
I believe that all of you had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, spending time with your family and friends.
今天我们再一次回到一起来敬拜神。
And today we come back together again to worship our God.
今天我们会继续来思考圣灵引导的这个系列。
And we will continue to consider the series on God's guidance, the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那么在最后的这两篇咒章当中
，And in our final two sermons,
那我们一起来学习如何聆听上帝的声音。
We will learn together how to listen to God's voice.
所以今天正道的题目就是与神交谈。
So today my topic is to converse with God.
在寻求圣灵引导过程之中啊
In seeking the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
如果上帝亲自对我们来讲话的话
If God speaks to us directly,
无疑这是最直接、最最有切信度的引导。
Undoubtedly, this is the most direct and most credible way of guidance.
不过在这个时代呢，也有很多人自称是上帝传话的。
But in our generation, some people claim that they convey God's message.
总是有人会宣告说上帝告诉他要做什么做什么。
And some people would proclaim that God told them to do this or to do that.
但是周围的人看了就觉得都不知所措，应该怎么样啊
？But people around them would feel puzzled and they didn't know what to do.
所以对此呢，我们很多人对圣灵要对信徒讲话这个事呢
，So because of this, many people, especially Christian, toward how the Holy Spirit speak to us,
我们都采取一种噤若寒蝉的态度。
We kept silent and we kind of stay away from it.
而且一般的基督徒啊，对这个事情都有很多的疑问。
And in general, Christians have many doubts and questions about this subject.
比如说，上帝今天依然会对基督徒说话吗
？For example, they would ask, "Is God still speaking to Christians today?"
或者更具体一点，上帝
，or more concretely,
是不是真的会对我说话？
Would God really speak to me?
或者说我怎么样知道上帝对我说话呢
？Or how do I know that God is speaking to me?
万一我搞错了怎么办
？So if I'm wrong, what should I do?
如此种种都妨碍了我们跟神之间的沟通。
So these doubts and questions hinder our communication with God.
其实上帝对信徒讲话并非神秘莫测之事。
But actually, God speaks to Christians, to believers, is not something that's so mysterious.
更不是某一小部分人的特权。
It's not the special privilege of a few people.
这实在是上帝给每一个信徒的恩典。
In fact, it is a grace that God gives to every believer.
以前在这个洛杉矶地区呢有一个这个工业的这个大亨哈。
Back then in the Los Angeles area, there is a very famous industrialist.
那么他的名字就叫 Robert McFarlane 哈。
And his name is Robert McFarlane.
那他从奥克拉哈马州在1972年就搬到了洛杉矶来住。
He moved from Oklahoma to Los Angeles back in 1972.
那因为一个机会他就不得不在一个保险公司去工作。
And out of one opportunity, he had to work at the insurance company.
那么他负责这个整个公司的运作。
And he was in charge of the whole operation of the company.
因为70年代那个时候美国的经济非常的糟糕。
So back in the 70s, the economic situation in the United States was very bad.
所以他在公司里工作遇到了很多的问题。
So he faced many, many problems when he works for this company.
那么公司里面有债务的危机。
There's a debt crisis.
那么公司的营业 也不景气。
And then they didn't have very good business.
然后公司里面的人事关系也很复杂。
And then a very complicated, confused personnel relationship.
他每天啊工作很多的小时，非常的努力。
So he worked very hard and worked very many, many hours each day.
但是真是到了心力交瘁的一个地步哈。
And then he was exhausted.
所以有一天他开车在这个高速公路上，他就想，我真的想，我就从高速公路的下一个出口，我就出去，我就回家，我不再做这份工作。
So one day as he was driving on the freeway, he said, when I exit out, you know, I will go home and never come back to work again.
就这个时候，他就是听到神跟他讲话说，你可以在一个下去，在一个路边上来停下来。
But then he heard God told him to get on the exit and stop at a certain place.
然后当他停下来的时候，神就跟他说，他说，我的爱子当遇到困难的时候，他都是向我来呼求，来归向我的。
And he heard God telling him that when my beloved son faced with difficult situations, he would always stop and cry out to me.
他说，你现在也应该这样做。
And you should do that at this very moment.
所以那个时候他真是心里非常的感动，他禁不住就流下泪来哈。
So he was very moved at that moment and he cried.
所以在他那个地方停车的地方，他就祷告了有一段时间。
So he prayed for a while at the place where he stopped.
然后他才开车到了这个 Long Beach 他的办公室。
And then he drove to his office in Long Beach.
那在那天呢，他是有很多的事情，大概有二十几件的事情要处理。
And that day he had to take care of about 20 different things.
每一件事情都非常棘手。
And everyone was troublesome.
但是他所有的事情都处理得非常的顺利。
But then he dealt with each one of them very, very smoothly.
他简直不相信他一天可以居然把这些事情都处理得这么好。
And he could hardly believe that within one day he was able to take care of everything.
他知道是神在帮助他。
And he knew that it was God who helped him.
所以上帝会对我们说话吗？
So can God speak to us?
首先我们思考这个问题啊，我们先来看圣经里面记载了很多这个上帝与人说话的这个例子哈。
As we consider this question,Let us look at the Bible and see the examples how God spoke to people.
我们知道上帝与亚当在伊甸园里面是有对话的。
We know that God spoke to Adam back and forth in the Garden of Eden.
那时候人跟神是面对面可以见面的。
At that time, people can see God face to face.
那么后来呢，我们也看到说上帝也曾跟亚当的儿子该隐有对话。
And then we saw that God was conversing with Adam's son Cain.
那么就指出了这个该隐的罪过。
And God pointed out his sin.
之后呢，上帝与人类的对话呢，都有些独特的选择性。
Later we find that when God spoke to people, it was kind of having a unique selectivity.
比如说上帝与挪亚的对话。
For example, God conversed with Noah.
那么上帝与亚伯拉罕的对话等等。
And he also conversed with Abraham.
那么其实最著名的例子就是上帝来呼召撒母耳。
And the most outstanding example was when God called out Samuel.
那么在撒母耳记上第三章就记载，当时那个撒母耳还是个孩子。
In 1 Samuel chapter 3, it recorded that back then Samuel was still a young child.
他就开始得到上帝的默示。
And he began to receive God's words.
他第一还不知道这是谁对他说话。
At first, he didn't know who was speaking to him.
于是他就跑到那个当时的祭司以利跟前说，是你招呼我吗？
So he went to Eli, the high priest, and asked, were you calling me?
那么这样反复几次，以利才知道，哦，这是上帝在跟撒母耳说话。
After it repeated several times, Eli realized that it was God who was talking to Samuel.
所以我们从这些例子可以看到说上帝与人对话乃是他与人类沟通的一种方式。
So from these examples, we can see that when God spoke to people, this is one way that he communicated with us.
那么在现今的教会时代上帝是否依然如此和人类沟通呢？
But at our current church age, is God still speaking to people in such a way?
那么答案是显而易见。
The answer is obvious.
上帝不但依然和人类对话，而且他这种方式呢是更加的普遍。
Not only does God still speak to people, and this, the way he speaks is more common.
如果说在旧约的时代呢，上帝是有选择的与君王、先知和祭司来对话的话
，If in the Old Testament God chose to speak with the kings, prophets, or priests，
那么在新约时代，这个范围扩大到所有的信徒。
Now in the New Testament age, the scope is expanded to all the believers。
先知约珥就曾经。记载上帝这样的宣告。
Prophet Joel recorded God's proclamation.
以后我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh.
你们的儿女要说预言。
Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
你们的老年人要做异梦。
Your old man shall dream dreams.
少年人要见异象。
And your young man shall see visions.
在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女。
Even on the male and female servants in those days, I will pour out my spirit.
那么这个旧约时代的预言，就在五旬节的时候，就圣灵降临的时候，那个就应验了。
And this prophecy in the Old Testament was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit descended.
耶稣的门徒啊，真是经历了圣灵的同在。
So the disciples of Jesus truly experienced the presence of the Holy Spirit.
这也正如耶稣受难之前所预言的一样。
And this is also according to what Jesus prophesied before he was persecuted.
因为在约翰福音里记载这样耶稣对他的门徒说我要求父
Because in the book of John it says And I will ask the Father
父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师
And he will give you another helper
叫他永远与你们同在
To be with you forever
就是真理的圣灵
Even the spirit of truth
乃是世人不能接受的
Whom the world cannot receive
因为不见他也不认识他
Because it neither sees him nor knows him
你们却认识他
But you know him
因他常与你们同在
Because he dwells with you
也要在你们里面
And will be with you
所以在现今的时代上帝借着基督徒心中内住的圣灵与信徒交谈
So in nowadays, Jesus spoke to his believers through the indwelling Holy Spirit.
所以这不再是一个个别的现象。
So this is not an individual phenomenon.
乃是上帝赐给每一位基督徒的恩惠。
But a grace that God would give to every Christian.
可能这个时候有人会问哈，那我怎么
But maybe someone would ask,
我怎么知道上帝是对我说话呢？
How do I know God is speaking to me?
实际上圣灵大概透过三种比较常见的媒介来跟我们沟通的。
Actually, Holy Spirit would speak to us through three general mediums.
第一个就是借着圣经，这是上帝的话语。
First is through the Bible, God's word.
圣灵将神的心意呢向我们显明。
And the Holy Spirit through God's word would reveal God's heart to us.
这就是我们为什么要常读圣经。
This is why we should read the Bible very often.
我们要默想神的话语。
To meditate on God's word.
我们要背诵一些经文。
And to memorize God's word.
因为圣经本身就是上帝的启示。
Because the Bible itself is God's revelation.
神的心意呢，已经是在里面了。
God's will has been revealed in the Bible.
所以这个内住的圣灵就使用神的话语跟我们沟通，是十分便利。
So the indwelling spirit, Holy Spirit would use God's word to speak to us, which is very convenient for him and for us.
大家可能有人听说过这个奥古斯丁的故事、啊、
Some of you may have heard the story of St. Augustine.
那是历史上一个伟大的神学家、啊、
And he was a very famous and great theologian in church history.
因为他在年轻的时候过着一个非常放荡的生活。
In his early life, he lived a very loose lifestyle.
那么后来他有一天在花园里面散步的时候，
One day as he was walking in a garden,
他突然听到有声音说，拿起来读，拿起来读。
He heard a voice that told him to pick it up and read, pick it up and read.
因为当时他的心里非常的空虚，
He was feeling very empty at that time.
所以当他听到这个声音的时候，他就拿起了新约的圣经，他就翻开圣经来读。
And when he heard that voice, he picked up the Bible and started reading.
那正好读到圣经的罗马书第十三章第十三节。
And he just happened to read the book of Romans chapter 13 verse 13.
那么不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡。不可争竞嫉妒，总要披戴主耶稣基督。
I have to look up my Bible and find that verse. Romans chapter 13, verse 13. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying.But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
所以当他读到这个圣经的时候，这个经文就触动了他的心哈。
So when he read these words, it touched his heart greatly.
然后他在就神面前的真正的跪下来，来悔改他过去的所做的一切哈。
And he knelt before God and repented of his past.
所以圣灵是借助圣经神的话语来跟我们沟通的。
So first, the Holy Spirit used God's word to communicate to us.
那第二种方式呢，就是上帝借着环境来表明他的心意。
And the second way God communicates to us is through our situations.
那么当我们祈求上帝启示的时候呢，很多的时候上帝是通过环境的改变来告诉我们他给我们的带领如何。
Many times when we pray for God's guidance and God's revelation, He would use the change of our circumstances, our situation to tell us His will.
这个时候我们需要特别留意。
At this time we need to pay special attention.
所祈求之事的变化。
The changeor the turnabout of the things we're praying for.
那么当事人的态度
and our present attitude,
以及相关事件的发生等等
and then the things that happened relating to what we are praying for.
那么这些事态的演变呢，常常提醒我们哈。
And the change of these situations often remind us,
上帝之手啊，这是正在运作
that God's hand is moving.
那么他借着所发生的事情呢，告诉我们应当采取怎么样的行动。
And through the things that happened around us, he is telling us what we should take as an action.
那么在中国的有一批的基督徒啊，以前就发生过这样的事情哈。
Something happened to some Christian in China before.
那么他们是一个家庭教会的一个小小的一个教会。
It happened to a very small house church.
那么他们呢就接到其他的地方说他们也是基督徒啊，他们要过来啊，跟他们有一些交通啊等等的事情。
So they heard some other Christians from another place say they would join them and have a meeting together.
然后这个人来到之后呢， 啊，就跟他们啊表现得非常的虔诚。
And so when this person came, he looked very godly and very pious.
那么他也跟他们分享了很多圣经啊信仰的东西啊。
He also shared with them many the scripture and things about faith.
于是这些基督徒的他们就放松了这个警惕了。
So these Christians in the house churches relaxed.
那么他们呢后来这个人就跟他说要带领他们当中的几个领袖啊去参加一个特别的聚会。
And then this person told the church that he would take some of the leaders to a special gathering.
所以他们就真的没有真是花很多时间去祷告去寻求神的带领。
So the house church people did not spend time praying for God's guidance.
那么他们就决定要跟这个人去那个地方啊。
And decided to go with this person to that special meeting.
在他们临走前的这天晚上呢，结果下了一个很大的雨哈。
The night before they were going to leave, a downpour of rain happened.
那么他们所在的这个村子里面，外面的路啊，全都被冲毁了，桥梁几乎都不能出去行走。
All the roads that leading out from this country and the bridges were all broken, so it's very hard to get out.
但是他们却以为说，哦，这可能是啊，阻拦我们要去参加这个聚会，我们不能受到阻拦，我们一定要去哈。
So they were thinking this may be some attack from the, you know, that to hinder them from leaving, so we have to go.
所以他们到那个地方之后就被这些个邪教的人所扣押住了。
So when they left, they were held as hostage by these cult people.
所以他们用各种各样的办法来诱使他们来犯罪啊怎么样，然后就指控他们，让他们就说在信仰上说觉得你已经不能够再回到原先的教会这样子。
And they use many different ways to accuse these people that they have betrayed their faith, so you know they become useless.
那么后来他们被解救出来之后，他们才知道说，哎呀，他们当初真的是没有好好去祷告，去做这个属灵的分辨。
So when they finally were rescued, they realized that they didn't really pray hard to discern what was happening.
所以神会借着各种各样的这种环境的变化来告诉我们他让我们希望做的事情。
So God would use many different changes of the circumstances to tell us what he actually want us to do.
那么第三种神跟人说话的方式呢，
And the third way how God speaks to us,
乃是上帝借着他人来跟我们讲话。
It's through other people.
当我们为某一件事情在纠结啊，在祷告，在寻求神带领的时候。
When we are puzzled or entangled with certain matters and we are seeking God's will and when we are praying.
所以上帝可能是借着牧师的讲道。
God may use the sermon of a preacher.
或者他人的分享
or the sharing from other people,
或者你对其他一些个长职的一些咨询等等
or the consultation from elders and deacons,
就给我们一些适当的启示哈
to give us proper understanding,
这也是上帝对我们启示的一种常见的方法
and this is a common way how God would reveal his will to us.
说话的人不一定知道哈。
The people who speak those words may not be aware.
这是上帝来借着他来讲话。
That God was using them to speak his will.
但是当事人是有特别的感悟。
But the person who was speaking God's will would have a special understanding from that.
这里特别注意呢，不是任何人的建议和评论都有相当的分量。
But here we need to notice that not everyone's suggestion or comment has the same equal weight.
一般来说呢，一个灵性成熟人的意见重于一般人的看法。
In general, someone who is spiritually mature, their comments or their opinions weighs heavier than the ordinary people.
那么了解你的人的比较了解你的人给出的意见要重于那个关系比较一般人的看法。
And people who knows you more, their opinion and comments should weigh more than people who know you just very little.
那么在你所寻求的这个事情上有专长的人的意见，这个重于那个没有这方面专长的意见的看法。
And the matter you're seeking to understand, people who have expertise, knowledge, should weigh more than people who have no knowledge or expertise in that area.
我们知道圣经里就记载过，所罗门的儿子罗伯安继位的时候，他就面临着一个问题。
And the Bible has a story of Solomon's son, Rehoboam, when he took over the throne, something happened to him.
因为他很年轻，刚刚做王，他要寻求别人给他的建议。
He was very young, assuming the kingdom, and then he was seeking other people's advice for him.
那么他就去问那些跟随他的父亲所罗门王的那些老臣的意见。
So he sought advice from the older people who were serving his father Solomon.
那么他们给他的建议，他却不喜欢听。
But he didn't like their suggestion.
那么他就去找那些跟他一起长大的年轻人给他的建议。
So he sought after those young men who grew up with him.
那么那些人给他的建议，他就去照着做。
And then he took their advice and did what they said.
所以最后的结果呢，这些不好的建议他遵循，就造成了他王国的分裂哈。
So what happened is the bad advice from these young people, his friends, caused his kingdom to fail later.
所以我们必须有这个属灵的分辨能力哈。
So we do need to have spiritual discernment.
那么当上帝跟我们说话的时候啊，
And so when God speaks to us,
绝大多数情况下是没有听得见的声音的。
In the majority of circumstances is without audible voice.
如果你真的能够听到声音的话，那个是要特别的小心了。
You have to be extremely careful when you hear an audible voice.
因为上帝是一个灵，我们当用心灵跟诚实来敬拜他。
Because God is a spirit, and we need to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
上帝将圣灵放在我们的心里。
And God placed the Holy Spirit in our hearts.
正像罗马书八章二十六节所讲的，圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
Just like what Romans 8:26 says, that the Holy Spirit Himself.Intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.
可能有人会有疑问，圣灵不是大有能力的吗？
Some people may question, isn't the Holy Spirit powerful?
为什么像一个弱不禁风的女子在讲话一样呢？
Why does he speak like a very fragile and weak little girl?
我请大家特别的注意，这内住的圣灵所具备的不同的特性。
You need to pay special attention that the indwelling Holy Spirit has some very different characteristics.
因为圣灵的声音是微小的。
Because the voice of the Holy Spirit is very soft.
它常常以意念的方式进入我们的脑海之中。
He often enters our mind with a thought.
我们之所以知道这个是圣灵在跟我们说话啊。
And we know that this is how the Holy Spirit speaks to us.
因为这个意念不是我们自己的意念。
Because that thought is not our thought.
它是外来的。
It comes from outside.
而且与众不同。
And it's very different.
多数的时候呢，这个意念呢，常常与我们的意念是相互较量。
Many times, this thought would contest our own thoughts.
所以我们就确信说这个意念是来自上帝的，因为它合乎上帝的心意。
So we can know for sure that this thought comes from God because it's according to God's will.
所以当我们有了这种跟神啊在言语上沟通的经历之后哈。
So when we have this experience of communicating with God through His Word,
所以慢慢我们就会熟悉神跟我们讲话的这个语气啊、内容啊等等。
And then gradually we would be familiar with the tone, the voice that comes from this thought.
所以啊，真正要听神的讲话，就是需要我们来操练聆听神的声音。
So when we need to find out whether it's God speaking to us, we need to exercise to listen.
所以这个就不需要我们有顾忌哈。
And we don't need to worry about it.
这个需要一定属灵的操练，我们慢慢的来练习哈。
It takes a spiritual exercise to discern and to understand.
不能因为有少数人滥用冒名上帝的讲话。
We cannot stay away from this because of some people abuse their privilege and tell us the things they say is in God's name.
那我们就把这个操练这个聆听上帝声音的这个事情打入冷宫啊。
And so we keep silent or totally stay away from listening to God's voice.
这实在是基督徒的一个特权。
It is indeed a privilege given to Christians.
是我们与神建立亲密关系的一个宝贵的渠道。
It's a very precious channel for us to build up a very intimate relationship with God.
所以对于聆听上帝的声音呢，教会要有属灵的教导。
So for listening to God's voice, our church or the church has to give very clear spiritual instruction.
那弟兄姐妹愿意参与这样属灵的操练。
And the brothers and sisters would be willing to participate in such spiritual exercise.
因此聆听上帝的声音不但可能。
So to be able to listen to God's voice is very possible.
也是我们基督徒生命成长的一个必然。
And it's a must for us to grow as a Christian.
因此我们必须学习要专心的去聆听。
So we have to learn how to listen attentively.
那么在2008年的时候，那个时候啊，这个大家知道股票市场因为这个经济危机，才金融危机的话而崩盘哈。
We know in 2008, the stock market crashed because of the economic crisis.
那当时呢，很多投资的人呢，都亏得是血本无归哈。
And many investors lost a lot during that time.
那这个时候有一个神职人员就宣称说，他呢在这个股票市场崩溃之前，他得到神的启示。
And one clergy said that he got a special revelation from God before the stock market crash.
所以这个崩盘之前，他就把他的股票全都卖了，所以他没亏钱啊。
That he sold all his stocks, so he didn't lose any money.
所以这个事情他说出来啊，都登在报纸新闻上，大家都来看啊。
So you know it was published in the news, and people were looking at this news.
但是我们真正有属灵分辨，我们就晓得说，这个是不是神告诉我们的事情，神的声音呢？
So people with spiritual discernment would tell whether this is from God or not.
所以操练这个聆听啊，是要把我们的注意力集中在上帝的身上，而不是我们自己的身上。
So when we practice the spiritual listening or understanding, we have to put our attention, our focus on God and not on us.
所以这样我们才能确保我们不受干扰。
And by doing this, we can be sure that we will not be disturbed or interfered by other voices.
这个世界上的声音太多。
There's so many different voices from this world.
尤其在这个多媒体的时代哈。
Especially in this era of multimedia.
各种的言论透过广告、新闻、短信、邮件、文件，各种各样的渠道。
So all the different opinions through advertisement, through news, from text messages, emails, and articles.
这些争先恐后的要得到我们的注意力。
They all fight to grab our attention.
即使我们不想听，这些声音却是无处不在。
Even when we don't want to listen, they are still there everywhere.
即使我们不想看，这些 东西就是到处泛滥哈。
Even if we don't want to watch these, they still inundated everywhere.
每一个派别、不同的团体、各种的商家都希望我们能够听到他们的声音。
Every ideology, different groups and different merchants all want to make us hear their voice.
我们怎么样知道说他们这些不是从上帝来的声音呢？
How do we know that their voices is not from God?
因为他们的声音呢是嘈杂混乱。
Because those voices are chaotic and confusing.
而且是音量极大哈。
They have such loud volume.
有些呢是歇斯底里。
Some are almost hysterical.
有些是指桑骂槐。
Some are accusing one another.
有些是故弄玄虚。
Some play the mystery.
有些是夸夸其谈。
And some are just exaggerating.
所以我们要辨别这些声音呢，这些噪音呢，就要一一的把它排除掉。
So we need to eliminate these chaotic voices one by one.
除非呢，这样做我们才能够聚精会神的听到上帝的声音。
If we don't do that, we cannot focus our attention to God's voice.
因为那个声音是微小的。
Because God's voice is very small.
除非我们在上帝面前安静。
Unless we keep still before God.
否则我们无法听到圣灵那个轻微的提醒。
We cannot hear the small reminder from the Holy Spirit.
因此呢，我们必须全神贯注地来操练聆听神的声音。
So when we practice listening to God's voice, we have to pay focused attention.
这样我们才能体会到上帝的心意。
By doing so, we can hear and understand God's will.
上帝的言语啊，常常跟我们的意念是不一致的。
God's words are often inconsistent with our thoughts.
这个需要我们来自己调整自己。
So we need to adjust ourselves.
这样神的话语呢，才不会落空。
And this way, God's words will not fail.
上帝的话语是宝贵的。
And God's words are very precious.
它既然发生，上帝的心意就应当成就。
Since he has voiced his ideas, then it should, his heart, his will should be accomplished.
其实很多的时候不是我们没有听到上帝的声音。
And many times, it's not that we haven't heard God's voice.
而是我们听得非常非常清楚，但是我们不愿意去改变我们自己。
But we have heard it loud and clear. The problem is we do not want to change ourselves.
当我们不断去顺从的时候，
And when we do obey God consistently,
我们与神的关系就会更加的密切。
Our relationship with God will become closer.
那么上帝的声音就越加的清晰。
And God's voice will become clearer.
而且是清新悦耳。
And it will purify our hearts and will be pleasant to our ears.
相反，当我们拒绝他的声音的时候，
And on the contrary, when we refuse God's voice,
我们与上帝就是渐行渐远。
We will drift away more and more from our God.
所以上帝的言语呢，也就越来越稀少了。
And his word will become scarce.
我们知道在圣经里也记载过扫罗王的故事，
And the Bible also tells us a story about King Saul.
他三番两次他不听从上帝给他的吩咐。
So repeatedly, he did not listen to God's commands for him.
到最后他听不到神的声音了。
So toward the end, he couldn't hear from God.
甚至撒母耳都不再去见他。
And then Prophet Samuel would not see him anymore.
到最后扫罗王非常绝望的时候他甚至
So in Saul's desperation,
去求那个女巫去这些交灵他想听到神的声音、啊、
He asked a medium in order to hear God's guidance
这些本来是神所明令禁止的事情
And to seek after a medium is clearly forbidden by God
所以扫罗的结局是给我们很多的所有这个基督徒是一个很好的一个提醒、啊、
So the end of Saulserves as a great reminder to all our Christians.
今天呢，我们来思考如何与上帝交谈。
So today we considered how to converse with God.
那么基督徒与神交谈的对话不但是可能的，而且是我们。
So for Christians to converse with God is not only possible,
而且是我们属灵生命，而且是我们属灵生命成长的一个必然。
But it must for us to grow spiritually.
上帝可能透过圣经，或者是环境，或者是其他的人，将他的心意启示给我们。
God may reveal his heart to us through the Bible, through our circumstances, or through other people.
所以上帝的话语是宝贵的、啊、
So God's words are precious.
需要我们常常更新我们的心思意念。
It will take us to renew our mind and heart very often.
预备好自己才能够领受神的祝福。
So we need to prepare ourselves in order to receive this blessing from God.
所以我们应该操练专心聆听上帝的声音。
And we should practice how to attentively listen to God's voice.
因为上帝的话语呢常常是没有声音的。
Because God's voice is often not audible.
而且是轻微的声音。
And his voice is very small.
这需要我们全神的贯注才可以听到。
We need to concentrate our focus in order to hear it.
以前有一部电影哈，这个电影呢曾经拍过两次。
There was a movie which was shot twice.
这个电影就叫 Stepford Wives.
And the movie was called the Stepford Wives.
中文翻译成叫完美娇妻哈。
And the Chinese translation is the perfect cute wife.
他讲到一对年轻的夫妻呢，他们搬家就到了康涅狄格州的附近的这个一个小的城镇里面。
It talks about a couple who got married and they moved to a small town in Connecticut.
那么在这个小城镇里，他们遇到了很多这个比较类似的家庭啊，都是年轻的家庭。
And in this small town, they met quite a few similar families, young families.
这个太太就发现他们这里面的很多的家庭的太太都是不工作哈。
And this wife found out that many of the other wives, they don't work.
而且他们平常在一起谈论的话题呢，都是丈夫啊，孩子这样子。
And when they gather together, all they talk about is their husband and their children.
然后呢他们就非常的谦恭也非常的善良。
And they were very humble and very kind.
他们在家里呢就是相夫教子啊、都是这样的事情。
So they were the housewives who would help their husband and teach their children.
他们从来不会抱怨他们的丈夫。
And they would never complain about their husband.
也没有什么其他的事情发生。
And then nothing special happened around them.
那后来他就觉得是非常的奇怪。
So she felt that this is very strange.
不过当他最后发现这个事情的秘密的时候已经太晚了。
But it was too late when he found out the secret.
原来呢这些外父呢都是被一个机器人给来取代了。
Because all these wives were replaced by robots.
这些机器人都是提前啊程序控制好的啊。
And these robots were programmed.
所以当他发现的时候呢那个替代他的机器人已经做好了啊。
And when she discovered this, the robot that was going to replace her was already made.
所以这个故事就告诉我们说我们可能在一个跟其他人的关系里边希望说啊这个对方就是完全的对我们顺从或者是特别的都听我们的哈。
So in our relationship, sometimes we hope other people would always listen to us and do what we want them to do.
但是却这个却不是一个啊真正的一个这样的关系哈。
But in actuality, that's not the real relationship.
神跟我们的关系也是一样的。
And this is similar to God's relationship with us.
神完全有那个能力他强迫我们听从他的话。
God has the total power to enforce us to listen to him.
神完全有那个能力 他可以让我们生活是按照他的方式来生活。
And God has total power to command that our lives will be according to His will.
但是这不是一个有意义的关系之间的互动。
But that's not a meaningful interaction between living people.
上帝乃是给我们自由来选择。
God gives us the freedom to choose.
这就是为什么他的声音是微小的。
That is why His voice is small.
需要我们专心的聆听才可以晓得上帝的心意。
And require us to listen attentively to know His will.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your grace.
让我们今天在主日里面，我们来一起思想主你给我们的恩典。
That on this Sunday morning we can consider together about this grace you have given to us.
主，谢谢你让我们有内住的圣灵常常的给我们提醒。
Thank you for the indwelling Holy Spirit who often reminds us.
使我们可以晓得你的心意。
That we may know your will.
愿我们弟兄姐妹都乐意操练这种属灵的聆听。
May our brothers and sisters are gladly willing to practice this spiritual listening.
愿主你亲自地告诉我们。
And may you tell us in person.
一些属灵的真理。
The spiritual truth.
愿你改变我们的生命。
And may you change our life.
使我们更像你的儿子耶稣基督的样式。
That we may more resemble the image of your Son, Jesus Christ.
愿主你祝福我们在座的每一位。
May you bless everyone that is here today.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.